I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend at the Charleston Civic Center will be a moment a lot of West Virginia school children have been waiting for. We'll talk about the upcoming archery in the school's state tournament in just a moment. The annual archery in the school state tournament is this weekend at the Charleston Civic Center. That growing program features students from all ages in West Virginia putting their skills to the test with a bow and arrow. Art Shomo coordinates the program for the West Virginia DNR.
527 archers, about even split, 259 females and 268 males. About 55 different schools are involved. Of course, we take the from our virtual qualifying tournament, we take the top six schools in each division, which is elementary, middle school, and high school. And then we also take the top 15 archers of female and top 15 males who aren't in on a team that's already qualified.
It's the 12th year for the event that aims to put archery into the school curriculum of West Virginia, a way to learn another lifelong pursuit for recreation. Shomo says the level of participation varies from county to county.
Some counties, I think like Upshur County, basically every school is involved in it, and then some counties there's very few schools involved in it, but and it kind of comes and goes with the, if a coach leaves and the new coach doesn't necessarily want to do that. Because a lot of times it depends on the physical education teachers to run the program. Because they have to have training, follow the National Archery in the Schools Program, NASP, training rules and guidelines and even curriculum they have.
Now, the program's pretty simple. It basically teaches the skills of basic target archery.
Archery is a sport that it doesn't require a great deal of strength or physical agility. So it's basically depending on, you have to be good at concentration and focus, kind of putting everything out and just focus in on the target. And that's the important thing.
But naturally, the DNR hopes the program will bleed over into an interest in bow hunting.
Sometimes, a lot of them, as you said, they can go for shooting targets until they're 90, and certainly if they can get involved in hunting, they can bow hunt until they're 70, 80, or even 90, maybe. And I don't think we've tried to track that at all, but we certainly hope that some of them see as a skill and then transfer that over to, going out and bow hunting in the woods.
And the first flights of elementary school students start at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and progresses to middle school, then high school students, with the awards ceremony at 4. Top shooters advance to the National Archery and Schools Tournament in Louisville, Kentucky in May. Admission, adults 18 and over, is $5. Kids 6 to 17 get in for $3, and under 6 admitted free. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.